Talk Radio 610 WIOD presents The Neil Rogers Show. To talk with Neil, dial 751-WIOD from Dade. In Broward, 524-WIOD. Outside the 305 area code, toll free 1-800-944-WIOD. And no self-mobility customers make it a free call by dialing *IOD. Now, The Neil Rogers Show on News Talk Radio 610 WIOD.
Hi. This is Jim. Love your show, Neil. Love you. Love you.
That damn faggot. I can't stand him.
Wayne. Oh!
Huizenga, he is buying everything that moves. From baseball to hockey and even schlocky. Bible, video scores and music outlets too.
Oh!
So we say,
Wayne!
We think that you're okay.
That's why we're begging.
Please buy a bloody protection. Wayne Huizenga. We pray, save F-L-O-R-I-D-A.
There it is. That's my vote for Man of the Year in South Florida. Can there be any question about it, huh? Maybe next to Joey Reynolds. Wayne with his bald spot. We love you, Wayne. We're going to build a monument. We're going to build a statue. There's a thing in the paper that's kind of buried in the sunset this morning. He's just quietly buying up a few more acres over here and a few more acres over there over in Miramar right by I-75. And slowly but surely, he's buying up the whole goddamn, that part of the county, and he's going to build that gigantic thing over there. And he's doing it. He's the only hope. He's the great white hope with a big shining bald spot. So thank you, Wayne. And by the way, speaking of Wayne and the Panthers, we came up with a tie last night against the Red Hawk Capitals, even though we did give up a couple of marginal goals, one that the Beezer gave away. However, he also made about 46 saves and played a hell of a game besides that and kept us in the game, and we wind up with another point, 3-3 tie. And the Lightning won a game last night. How about that, huh?
Oh!
Yeah, that's a miracle, but they got 2 points. We got one. We're still way the hell ahead of them, and we're right in the thick of it. And the good news is that this Saturday's game is sold out, except, of course, for the Panther Pack seats because they don't go on sale to the last minute. That's a good deal, the way they did that. Because even if you know way the hell ahead of time that a game is sold out, you still have a chance in your pants to wind up getting a ticket for the game. And because it's a Saturday noon game, Friday morning at 10, the 892 Panther Pack tickets are going to go on sale. I want to thank another man who is disliked by many, who is controversial, and I could go into a big song and a dance about that part of his personality and his ambiance, but when it comes to helping us out at Camilla's House time every year, he has never failed. He's always come through with a couple of grand, a grand every year, and this year, yesterday, I opened up a check, and John Brunetti from Hialeah Park sends me $3,000 for Camilla's House. Thank you, John. And I guess when you got that kind of money, you don't care what anybody has to say about you, okay? Even if you're from Chigatawaga. Is that the way he pronounced it? Chigatawaga? Chigatawaga?
Chigatawaga.
Chigatawaga. Tony Segreto at Channel 4, I want to nominate you for the Dumb Goy of the Year Award. Now, seriously, if you look up the expression Dumb Goy in the dictionary, you'll find Tony's picture next to it. They had this bombing thing in upstate New York, Rochester, and Chigatawaga. I mean, is Chigatawaga really spelled that mysteriously that it's so hard to pronounce? Chigatawaga. Attaboy, Tony. When you spend that much time in the locker room with all those jocks like Mandich, look what happened to him. So anyway, we have a little situation going on here as usual at WIOD, which I want to spend some time on. By the way, our Camilla's House and Center One totals. What are those totals from Peaches? Well, we don't really know, Joe. Don't get nervous, Joe. We'll have them on Monday when Bubblehead gets back. We do have $108,363 for Camilla's House, plus a lot more than that, but we don't know what it is because Cheryl can't figure it out. And for Center One, we have $49,507. We have way over $50,000 for that, but Cheryl can't figure it out. So when Bubblehead gets back next Monday and gets her very complicated bookkeeping all straightened out, she's got a ledger in there, man, that even Einstein couldn't figure out. It's kind of like two for you and one for me and one for my trip to Trinidad and one to cover the cost of all those phone calls and whatever else it's all about. But anyway, getting back what I was starting to talk about is the situation. Here it is, the 29th of December. And I'm sitting here in the middle of this maelstrom, in the middle of this corporate blowhole situation here at WIOD. And I can tell you the one thing I do know for sure. Changes are a-coming, okay? But what they are going to be, what I do know for sure, is they still aren't written in stone. And that, to me, is astonishing. How many months, how much time have these pudwhackers had to figure out what it is that they're going to do? And I was just saying to somebody only moments ago, I won't mention that it was Cheryl, but I was saying only moments ago when she was in here explaining to me that she can't figure out the bookkeeping on the peaches and the totals, I was saying, you know, why is it that any of us are so naive as to believe that the same people who screwed this place up are going to straighten it out? Does that make any sense? Is there any logic in that? Of course not. I mean, these are the people who came into a pretty solid situation, and in 1 year they managed to take us from dazzling heights to rock bottom, to the point now where everybody has to give crap away to get calls on here. And they're going to straighten it out? They may straighten something out, but it ain't going to be this radio station. I mean, what are they thinking about? And then, of course, there's that enigma, the Jazzmeister. And George tells me that everybody he talks to is just enchanted, but I do want to caution you by saying this, that anytime you put anybody new on the air, they're going to be enchanted with them. And I'm not here to try to, like, decimate the man, because there are lucid moments. No, seriously, moments, I said. Not long stretches, but there are lucid moments when I find him entertaining and amusing, briefly. Then there are other times when we go back into this drug-induced. Yesterday we graduated from the Wicked Weed. Now we're up to cocaine. Ha ha! Cocaine! Ha ha ha! And, you know, and by the way, speak English! All you illegal immigrants.
Okay.
Exactly. I'm sitting there in the car listening to my Luis Miguel music. I pop out the CD, and I'm just in time to hear, I'm wearing my T-shirt, this illegal, what was it? Illegal, not immigration problem, illegal integration problem. That's how it came out. The word's immigration, pal. But however you spell it down on the farm, speak English! So we've got a real barn burner of a situation going on here. I mean, the fact that they were actually talking to a couple of pudwhackers over in Fort Myers, that tells me something right there. Joe and Stan from Fort Myers? I mean, what does that tell you? What they're going to do to this place. Just take a look back. I mean, it's the end of the year. Everybody always wants to analyze the year in review and all that stuff. Just take a look at what's gone down in this place over these past 12 months. It's just astonishing. It's criminal. I think somebody should be behind bars for what's been done to this place in the last year. Anybody got any good crap? It's 10:13. Oh, here's that. Is that rain that we're watching now, or is this like the making of rain? It's rain with Madonna, who is, as usual, slutty and grotesque, but boy, there's some interesting things in here. 10:13 at WIOD and WSUN.
WIOD. No solamente es Hank Goldberg, también es un hippopótamo.
Wait a minute. Speak English, damn it.
It's not just Hank Goldberg. It's a hippopotamus.
I've known my sister all my life. That is why she's now my wife. And I think my son may know it's true. He's my nephew too. Well, my daddy is my Uncle Joe. My mother is my dear Aunt Flo. It is very plain to see my first cousin is me.
Sure is special, ain't it? Eh? Wee! Anyway, 10:17 at WIOD. I heard yesterday Jazz talking about the fact that Deliverance was one of his favorite movies, and he's seen it over and over again. It's kind of like black people watching Roots over and over again, you know? Anyway, I don't want to get into a...
Got a real pretty mouth.
All right now. Real pretty mouth. Ned Beatty sure enjoyed it. But anyway, I don't want to get into a big thing about him, although I just might. But it's just, I want to say this. I don't usually get involved because anything that I say, they do the opposite. But since we have arrived at the crossroads of this, and let me just say this. I got another stupid fax this morning from somebody who thinks they're going to put Don and Mike on in the afternoon. I hate to break the news to you guys. It's not, I can assure you, it is never going to even be under the slightest consideration. Don and Mike ain't going to be on in the afternoon or any major day part on this radio station. Don and Mike blow the big one, okay? They suck. They're like Joe and Stan. They're like on the same par, on the same level. They suck. But if there's any consideration of putting anybody except Randy on in the afternoon on this radio station, and I know there's this thing, it's become fashionable. Oh, Randy sucks. You know, of course, Lasseter started that over on the West Coast, and with a lot of success, by the way. See, he's been able to lead his nose pickers around by the nose, but once we get the living and breathing audience when Ron and Ron come on next Monday, I don't think that those people will be so easily manipulated by a big tub of lard. They'll decide for themselves what they like and what they don't like, and they won't let some sour fat ass tell them, you know, who's good and who's not, and who to support and who's not, and who to write down and who not to write, et cetera, and so on. But, you know, it's amazing to me. They do all of this research, and they can't just sit down and turn something on the radio. I mean, these are people who get paid to have expertise. Now, I've been in this business for 35 freaking years, and when I sit down and I turn on the radio, I know if I like something or if I don't like something. I know if somebody is funny or not. And Randy, whether you can't stand that pain in the ass Jim or whatever else, is funny. She's a crazy bitch. She is funny. She does more funny stuff in 5 minutes than most people do in an entire 4 hours, no matter how much drugs they've done before they came in, okay, or while they're in. And she should be on in the afternoon. Has anybody forgotten the times that she filled in for Rick and Suds when they were on vacation? And the afternoon audience loved her. She did a great job, sensational job, probably a little bit too good as far as they were concerned. So let me just go on record here today, since it is almost the end of the year, as campaigning vigorously for the goddess to be doing afternoon drive, who at least is known well to the audience of this radio station. And I'm going to tell you another thing, having done nights for many years in this town. The people who listen at night, for the most part, it's not the same audience. The nighttime radio audience is not, for the most part, the same people listen during the daytime. There's not anywhere near the available audience because most people at night are, like, who have any kind of a life are either watching television or busy doing something or doing each other or whatever. So you don't have anywhere near the available audience at nighttime that you do during the daytime. But it would just seem to me if anybody's got any kind of smarts at all in this place, and I'm not so sure that they do, you sit down and you listen to somebody and you can tell whether they're a talent or not. Whether they're funny or not, whether they interact with the callers and with the audience or not. And she does. She's dynamite, in spite of her boyfriend. Maybe we could find like a shuffleboard tournament or something that goes on between 2 and 6 and keep him occupied every day. But that's my vote for whatever it counts. And trust me when I tell you, it counts very, very, very little. It is just amazing to me that as of this late date, these guys are still diddling around, and time is marching on, and we got this one on part-time, and this one filling in over here, and this one hovering for this job, and this one running around trying to bum a pack of cigarettes and a six-pack, because, and I appreciate that. Everybody needs a job. Everybody's got to work. Everybody's got to make a few bucks. I understand that. But let's get off the pot already. Let's get off the can and let's do something here and try to put the pieces of the pastry back together again that you guys have chewed apart and destroyed over this last year. And by the way, let me congratulate you on one magnificent job of dismantling the empire. Even Mark Hamill would be impressed. Even he never saw an evil empire like the ones you people have assembled here in the last year. And what's his story, by the way, Mark Hamill? What guy is he waking up looking at in the morning with that patched together face? Huh? He does look bad, don't he? Well, he drives a Corvette. That's the problem. When you drive Corvettes and you drive them too fast, Mark, and you got your hand on your boyfriend's knee or somewhere close to it, and you're not paying attention to the highway, that's what happens, baby, okay? I think we're going to do a show right here. Remember yesterday somebody called in and said Stoyanovich they thought was gay? Or somebody had talked about that, which is ridiculous, by the way. We'll just do a show one day and let everybody call in and tell us who they think is gay. Like, can they envision Janet Reno and Ann Bishop, like, driving the truck together? Like, maybe Ann will be riding shotgun on the bike as Janet takes her up to the big city. Maybe Ann's going to get an appointment up there. Maybe that's why they're easing out of Channel 10. So what about Mark Hamill? How would anybody in this audience do him? Okay, anyway, it's 10:22. Huh? Maybe with a bag over it. And his head, too. 10:22 at WIOD and WSUN.
Tonight, after Randy Rhodes, it's Don and Mike.
Radio 610. WIOT.
Sister Mary Catherine. Jesus.
This must be important. It's a mobile in Coral Springs. Let's hop right on it. Hello.
Hey, Neil. I was in Coral Springs.
Yes?
How are you?
And now?
And now I'm heading down the Tooling Coleridge Drive here, heading south.
Okay, bad move.
Bad move, I know.
Moving in the wrong direction, pal.
Did you happen to catch Leno by any chance last night?
I wouldn't watch Jay Leno if you paid me by the second.
Well, Charlie Sheen was on.
Yeah.
And I think if they ever do the Life and Times of Wayne Newton, Charlie's it.
Really?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he was, to the tea. The hair is jet black now.
Uh-huh.
Burns we put the VCR on and paused it and drew a little mustache, little pencil line mustache.
Kind of like Winky Dink.
Oh, man.
You're not old enough to remember Winky Dink with Jack Berry, but years ago there was a show called Winky Dink and You, and they used to have, you'd send in for it, like the top from Kellogg's Rice Krispies or whatever. You had to send in so many box tops, and they would send you back a thing. It was like a red, like a plastic thing you put over the screen, and you would draw in crayon on a set.
My dad told me about it.
In fact, back when there were black and white TV only, before there was color, they also had a thing that was like blue on top and green on the bottom, and like kind of like pink in the middle, and you would put that over your TV screen to simulate color, the idea being that the sky is blue and that people are like kind of like pink and that the grass is green. No, seriously. I'm serious about that.
No, I believe you. I believe my dad's told me about
it. Yeah.
But anyways, I didn't know if you caught him last night, but Jay also wants to bring the Village People on his show.
Really?
Now that they've made a big comeback.
Getting pretty risky now, isn't he? Taking a real risk.
Well, so anyway.
Once Howard goes on, Leno's going to be off anyway, so they're not going to make any difference.
Well, that's all the material I have, but can I call one person a douchebag?
Nice chin, Jay. Yes, sir.
Tom Olivadotti, get a job, you douchebag.
Oh! See ya.
See ya.
A lot of talk still about the big game on Sunday. I don't want to discuss it. I say DeBerg starts. I say we take our own snowplow, we cross our legs and our fingers and hope for the best. That's all I can tell you. I heard Chuck talking with Shula this morning, and Shula's going on about, well, you know, Chuck asks him, well, are you down after all that experience? Are you trying to get back up? Well, we're trying. We're trying. It ain't easy, but we're trying. Maybe that hot new young wife can help Don get up again for the game. Here's Fort Lauderdale on the Star Line. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
What's happening?
How you doing?
All right. Randy for afternoon.
Yes?
And this morning with Chuck, that wasn't Don Shula from this morning. That was a repeat from the last 3 weeks. It's a tape.
Yeah.
It's the same thing going on.
Right. We just keep doing the same thing every week so that we don't have to talk to him that often because he gets pissed off about it. So we just talk to him once.
Exactly. Anyway, the reason
he just says basically we sucked and we're trying to get our act together for next week.
And the turnovers. We had 14 turnovers.
Right.
And this is the same act.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, spy report on Quam.
Yeah?
Lamont's using your material, man.
Really?
Yeah.
My good friend Dave Lamont, who can't control his farting problem?
He's coming on there. They're talking about this contest, whatever they had in there. Absolutely correct, sir.
No!
Yes.
Dave Lamont is doing that?
Yes.
Well, I know he's listening right now because Joe Roseanne Lamont listen every day.
Absolutely correct, sir.
Nice going, Dave.
Everybody heard. We was all freaking out. We had three
guys. He's a real fart smeller, that Lamont.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. Just can't control his bodily functions.
Yeah, but they're ripping it, Neil.
Yeah.
Anyway,
It ain't helping them. Have a great day, pal.
See ya.
See, Jazz is a guy that's very easy to... Because anybody can do that, that gruff voice for like a couple of seconds. Then it starts hurting real bad. But I guess if you drink enough and do enough drugs that it like comes naturally. Another thing that really bothers me, not only about him, but like Don and Mike do this to a point where it's nauseating. I mean, really, and it comes across really smarmy in a really sexist, obnoxious way. And that is like every time a woman calls on Don and Mike's show. Oh, hi, baby. Hi, sweetie. Hi, honey. Talk about demeaning and obnoxious and ridiculous. And, of course, you know that 99 times out of 100 that the cow on the other end of the phone is some obnoxious porker that nobody would even take a second look at. But that's not relevant. It's just the idea that, oh, well, here's a woman. Can we smell the scent? Can we sniff it over the phone, you know? I mean, let's get serious already, huh? Here's Miramar. Hello.
Uncle Neil.
Yes, sir.
Got good news.
Okay.
11:45, New Year's Eve, Friday night.
Yes.
Channel 23 is doing one of those tri-spot live local things, one from Miami, one from New York, and one from Mexico City.
Right.
And you know who the Mexican correspondent is?
Luis.
None other than Luis Miguel.
Right.
Yes. Y'all
almost forgot about that. That's right. It's going to be on 23, and it will be on the satellite. They had a thing on Telemundo last on Christmas Eve, last Friday night. And they showed some old clips, and he was on one of them, Luis, but it was pretty weak.
Yeah, he was on. He's going to be on Sunday night, too, I believe, on the Night of Stars.
Well, I sure hope he speaks English this time. I don't want to get Jazz upset.
He'll throw in a line or two just to pacify us Anglos.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what this is?
No.
Easy on the sports.
Oh.
How the hell are you?
Okay, Glenn.
Love you.
Okay.
Take care.
See ya. How you doing, honey? Sweetie. Oh, I'm sorry. We have an open line. It's in Broward, 524, and one on the Star Line at Star IOD. We have absolutely nothing to give away today, and I want to say this to the people that really give a crap about this radio station. You better start campaigning. You better run out in the streets with sandwich boards. Randy for afternoon drive. I'm telling you that right now. Which he's going on vacation next week, and Jazz is going to be doing her show next week. And if he winds up there at night and he gets a job and can afford to go out and buy some drugs and booze, fine, more power to him, okay? I got no problem with him. No problem whatsoever. But the idea that he's going to be on there in the afternoons, forget it, okay? No way, Jose. No chance. Not ready for prime time, pal. Here's Orlando. Hello.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Neil, I have to tell you about the greatest human being on the face of the earth in Miami.
Yes?
My buddy, Bobby Suarez, chief of the fire department down there, drove up on Christmas night.
Yeah.
And I thought he was going to give me a gag gift. So the guy's videotaping it and all that good stuff, and I get to the bottom of the box, and lo and behold, it's a football signed by Don Shula, made out to Nick and Angie.
Beauty.
I mean, the greatest guy in the world goes out of his way, gets Shula to sign a football, and he delivers it to me personally, Christmas. The greatest man in the world, Bobby Suarez, I love you.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean it. I mean it.
Never admit to loving a guy who slides up and down a grease pool all day for...
This guy is the best. I mean, fire department, go Miami.
Yeah.
Are they going to do it this Sunday or what?
I doubt it.
Oh, my God. Not again.
I think so. I think we've got it down pat now.
Yeah, well, that's too
bad. I think we know just how to do it without even trying. We can do it with our eyes closed.
Everybody's talking about Mitchell. They got to get rid of this guy. DeBerg's got to come in.
DeBerg's got to start.
He's got to.
Have we had an announcement on that? I don't think we've had any word on that yet either, by the way.
I don't know, but if Bobby's got any input, I hope he talks to Shula.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, Neil.
Time to grease it up.
Yeah, right.
Good luck to you, pal.
Bye.
Open line in Broward, 524, one on the Star Line, and two on the Green Lines. 1-800-944-9463. Of course, they're all pissed off because I said something good about Randy, and they've learned to despise Randy over on the West Coast because they've been brainwashed, and they've been like, that's been like part of their whole ambiance over there. Here's Pompano. Hello.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Okay, sir.
All right, I wrote a little poem about the Dolphins. I thought you might like to hear it.
Yes?
Okay. Starts off like this. Scott Mitchell, he's the best quarterback in the National Football League. Man, I must be smoking too much wacky weed. Marino's on the sideline with a crutch up his ass, watching another Mitchell's intercepted pass.
Oh!
The defense missing tackles, the offense turning over balls. The only thing they're good at is jacking their jaws. What the hell are we going to do with these Fins? Four straight losses and zero wins.
Boy!
They have one more game left in the division. They better beat the Patriots into submission.
Oh!
If they happen to win, could they last in the playoffs? I don't know about you, but I'm thinking of some payoffs.
Yes!
So let's hear it for the Dolphins, the most inconsistent team. Don't blame it on injuries if they lose Sunday's game. Just blow it off and bow your head in shame. As the Dolphins end another shoddy season again.
Oh!
So hats off to you, Don Shula, you putz. If I was Stojanovic, I'd kick you right in the nuts. Dolphins are still the number one team, you know. They're the only team that ever went 17 and...
Oh! Beauty.
Love you, Neil.
Lovely.
All right.
See ya.
See ya.
Excellent. See ya. Boy, now did you notice how he pulled that up from like nowhere? Because he had like kind of not, I wouldn't say a high-pitched voice, but like, you know, on a, like if five was the middle, he would be like a little bit above the middle, a little bit higher, like probably maybe like peanuts. And all of a sudden, he got right to the end of that magnificent piece of work. See ya! And he managed to pull that up. Even those of us who, like, got really tiny ones, man, can, if you just reach right down there, see ya! Can do that. So it's not really that much of a big deal. We have an open line. It's on the Green Line at 1-800-944-9463. I bet you I want to get some reports on what's going on over there on the West Coast. I would imagine that right now they're like marching down Dale Mabry. They're up and down all over the goddamn interstates over there because Ron and Ron are coming back. It better be like that. There better be billboards. There better be TV spots. There better be nonstop interviews. I mean, for the kind of money that they're paying these guys and for the kind of lead-in that I'm supposed to be expecting. Isn't this interesting? For once in my life, I'm supposed to be getting a lead-in. I'm going to have the opportunity to grab onto somebody else's coattails, even though, quite frankly, they're mediocre at best. But nonetheless, I'm reaching and grabbing for anything I can get over there. So wouldn't that be nice to follow somebody for once who's got gigantic, enormous living and breathing numbers and demographics and maybe, like, just scrape off a little bit of it, as opposed to usually in my life the other way around. 1037 at WIOD and WSUN.
Sports Talk 610, it's Randy Rhodes.
News Talk Radio 610.
Broward!
WIOD.
Bring back Alex Bennett, for gosh sake. Do yourself a favor, will you, pal?
Oh! But if I am guilty of anything, it is of giving all that I have to give. My penis, my buttocks, my lower torso, thighs, and any other area that they wanted to help children all over the world.
That damn faggot. I can't stand him.
She just can't stop. She can't control herself. Every time, she just got to blurt it out. 1040 at WIOD. We have an open line. It's on the green line. And, see, you know what the problem is with this, of my coming on here and, like, advocating, like, lineup changes here and trying to inject myself and get them off the dime and get them to do something that makes sense, is that the people who disagree, they don't have the balls to call. The people who agree with you, they will call. Like the people, like all these people that you're talking to who say that jazz is great, okay? Well, fine, I would like to hear why. What is it that you enjoy about him so much? And like I said, when I tune in here and there and I do, like, spottily pick up a little bit and I hear a lucid moment or two, it's, like, enjoyable. Every now and then, like in spots, like in little spots.
They call, they just won't go on the air with you.
Oh, they call, but they just won't go on the air. To say what? To say what? That Randy sucks?
No, that jazz is great. Leave him alone.
Oh, jazz is great. Leave him alone. Okay, well, let's hear about it, okay? I'm sitting here willing to listen. What is it that you enjoy besides in between a cocaine and a pot and the 12-pack of beer? What is it that you enjoy? And the story about getting the meat out of the freezer at the brother-in-law's house or whatever that was all about that went on and on for, like, hysterical, that I don't understand what the hell it was all about. About getting the meat in the frying pan out of the freezer because they were vegetarians and they will only imbibe and inhale things that come out of the ground that grow, like, in the backyard. Fort Lauderdale, hello.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Okay.
Couple things here. First of all, I wanted to thank you for giving me the tickets a couple weeks ago to the Panthers and Buffalo game.
Yep.
My first time ever going to a hockey game, and it's fantastic.
Great. Well, you picked a good night. That's when we went in overtime.
That's right.
Right.
And I also got tickets for the game that's coming Saturday. And so I'm looking forward to going
Beautiful.
To that.
Beautiful. Well, I'm going to take personal responsibility for at least 2,000 fans being out there for every game, if I say so myself.
I think you're entitled to it.
Yeah.
Second thing, I listened to jazz a couple of times this week because I'm a avid Rick and Suds fan.
Yep.
And each time I had to turn it off after a couple of minutes. But yesterday I listened to the whole show and had to say the guy really blows. I hope you don't bring him on to the...
What do you mean you hope I don't bring him on?
Well, WIOD.
Yeah.
I hope they don't bring him on permanently unless it's like in the middle of the night when I'm...
Well, why would you listen to the whole 4 hours if you think he blows? I don't understand that.
Oh, well, just to give it a, you know...
Give him a chance.
A fair listening.
Uh-huh.
I thought maybe the other times I was listening, it just happened to be at a moment of stupidity on his part. But, you know, his whole format kind of blows, and I just don't like him.
Okay. I'll put you down.
See ya.
Have a great day. See ya. We have an open line in Broward. Well, see, he's just saying that because that's what I didn't say that he blows. I didn't say that whatsoever because I'm not into his personal life, although he was in the can for a while, so he might. But, well, listen, he's probably spent some time down on all the fours, but that's another story. But the bottom line is, like I said, when he's got the lucid moments, he's got a great voice, he's got some shtick that he plays that's, you know, interesting in his own material. But it's just that when you listen to the content, it just seems to attract this this blue-collar, redneck, bigoted kind of like, you know, and that speak English thing. That just kind of, I mean, are we still into that? I thought I was listening to the Sandy Payton show again. With all the other stuff that's going on in town, we're still back into that. I'm surprised Sandy hasn't started calling that show now. She'll be next. Here's a mobile in Clearwater. Hello.
How you doing, Neil?
Okay, sir.
Good. I didn't have to wait too long. Thank you.
We put the mobiles right at the head, sir.
I appreciate it. Yeah. The head. I want to comment about Jazz K.
Yes?
I think he's, on a scale from 1 to 10, I think he's about a 5. The only thing is, he sounds too much like a Ron Aron wannabe with his, see ya, and all the time. And I'm over here in the Clearwater area, and I got kind of tired of hearing it. Ron and Ron with all this C in the panty packs and all that. He just sounds like a like a reproduction of offspring.
Trying hard to be hip, you know.
Yeah. Soon
as I hear people saying this one is hip, it reminds me of Arsenio. You know, Arsenio for about 5 minutes was supposed to be real cool and real hip, and everybody who watched him was real cool. The only problem was you could never find anybody who admitted that they watched him. And to be honest with you, if his show wasn't syndicated, he'd been off the air months ago because his numbers aren't that much better than Chevy Chase was doing. His numbers blow. But because he's not on a network, he's on a syndicated show. He's still on there.
Yeah. Well, with the lineup, too, Rick and Suds, it's a terrible thing that they're going to be gone and not heard here anymore. I think what they should have done was have Ron and Ron in the morning like they do, and then you, and then Rick and Suds, and then in that hour where they have the playback, the best of Neil, why couldn't they put Blaster at that time, put his fat ass, you know, on at that time? I know he doesn't like waking up.
You mean
up
at
so
dinner
early.
Time when people are eating? I don't think you want to have Lasseter on here when people are eating.
Yeah, but that way it would make everyone happy. Wouldn't have taped, you know, a best of, and everyone's got their own live slot.
Yeah.
And we still have Rick and Suds, who I think is one of the biggest assets. You know, Randy's great, too, and of course you're...
Well, see, the problem is it's very obvious to me that what the experts in his company are doing, they're looking at the numbers again, and they really believe, you know, I had a big goose up there in the 18 to 34 in the last trend in Tampa. So, but they look and they see Rick and Suds aren't going anywhere, and Randy's got like a point two or something over there, and they look at that and they believe it, and they really believe that that those people aren't drawing any audience over there, and I don't believe that.
Well, the whole thing is, with those surveys that they do, it's the kind of people that Laster attracts. Those people will take the time to send those surveys or whatever they are back in, but the younger audience, you know, we really don't have time, so it's not accurate representation of the true listeners out here, you know, the amount of people that are listening.
Yeah.
But we think your radio station's great, and I know we've got I got a ton of friends that listen to the station all the time, and I just rented a rental car a couple days ago, and I switched every station to yours.
Just excellent.
To get you
just keep running
listen.
All over town and switching the dials.
That's what I do.
Okay.
Take it easy, Neil. Thanks.
See ya.
Bye.
We have an open line on the Green Line. I think I'm going to start doing that. It kind of like feels good. You know, it doesn't sound that great, but it's like almost like a big burp, like a gigantic greps. It like lets a certain amount of energy and air out of your body, out of your lungs. See ya! Oh, yeah, you feel better after you do that. Anyway, it's 1047 at WIOD and WSUN.
Catch the latest news from the 610 WIOD News Center each hour, plus an update on traffic and the current weather forecast.
WIOD.
Yeah, that's another thing I could spend a half hour on at production studio, and the fact that it's all set up for one person, that if anybody else wants to go in there and do anything, like the mic is all like this, like that every time you say anything. But we don't want to go into that, because then again, that's Neil starting up with problems, going on in the building, and creating trouble where we don't have to have any. Let's just ignore it and go on our merry way. We got salespeople writing copy that's totally incoherent. We got the local sales manager making things up as he goes along, and then they have to call him into a meeting and like dry him out for a couple of hours, and then he comes back and kind of apologizes. Well, I was just hallucinating again. It's the same old crap. On and on and on. Month after month for the last year, it just never changes. But these guys have got the answers, man. They're doing lots and lots of research, and they're going to get it straightened out. We have two open lines on the Green Lines. I don't think they want to participate in this because, quite frankly, they don't give a crap about over here. And you know what? Tough crap. Here's Coconut Grove. Hello.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hi. First-time caller and chronic listener.
Okay.
Listen, I don't want to join in all this jazz bashing, but I do have something interesting that might be helpful.
Well, I just want to hear what people have to say. I'm not trying to manipulate the audience, because that's what really pisses me off, is when people call any show and they do it all the time, and they say what they think the host wants to say so they can suck up and get rubbed on the head. I just want to hear what people really think, that's all.
Well, unfortunately, I just moved on my boat. I have no TV, so you're
a prisoner, captive audience, the kind of guy we like.
To IOD.
Right.
And I monitor virtually 24 hours a day when I'm in town.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of...
You monitor 24 hours a day.
Well, oh, yeah.
Incredible.
Go to sleep and wake up with the damn thing.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I have, interestingly, when I was based in London, a friend of mine used to send me tapes of the Grease Man when he was in Washington,
right.
But not simulcast with JFK.
When he used to be good, yeah.
Right. And I've got on tape, right in my sea locker there, some shticks that the Grease Man was doing a few years ago that I swear to God I just heard Mr. McKay go over in the last week.
Mm-hmm.
The fat chicks in the bars teen.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the biker, plenty of the pot stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know what intellectual property laws are in your business, but I think
you can't have intellectual property laws when you have no intellect. So
right, well, okay, moron protection. In any case, you'd think that management would take a second look at that and maybe research the thing with the Howard ripoffs and the Greaseman ripoffs and say, listen, come up with the original stuff on a daily basis.
Yeah, but see, the problem is there are very few original people in this business. Most of them are busy ripping somebody else off and talking about. I do hear an awful lot of talk about Howard, and as much as I like Howard, and especially when Howard used to be really great, which is a few years ago.
True.
You know, sitting and talking about that all day, every day, and playing his old tapes, quite frankly, doesn't get the job done. It's not very entertaining. I mean, if I want to hear Howard, I'll go up to one of the markets where he's on and hear the real thing.
Right, and now that he's so dismembered throughout the country, I think it's a bit watered down, because I sample his show all over the country, and even when he was in London on a couple of go-away things. But
yeah, they've chopped his gonads off. There's no question about it. At least one of them, anyway.
Oh, well,
I mean,
yeah.
Still funny, but not what it used to be.
Well, I haven't read the book yet, and
tried
to sample
tremendous.
The TV show, but yeah. I was out of town too much, so I never got the tapes. But the whole thing
See, that's why I like Bob and Tom in Indianapolis, because they don't imitate anybody else. They're a unique act. They have their own stuff. They do all their own stuff. They are them, and there's nobody else like them, and they're not interested in imitating the Greaseman or Howard or me or anybody else or Rick and Suds, and they're a unique act, and there are very, very few and far between of those kind of people in this business.
Right. Well, I think it takes some
We got a lot of wannabes.
That's what I appreciate about you and Randy, is that you come on, like Randy last night, she went out on a limb.
I listened to her whole show last night, and I'm going to tell you, I want to say it again, and I don't give a crap anybody out there who thinks that she sucks or wants to make derogatory comments. She is a funny, funny bitch, and she's got a hell of a show.
Well, she's not only funny, but she can actually, she's well-informed, and when she needs to get serious, and I thought she dealt responsibly with that caller.
Yeah.
And, you know, to take the show down to or up to a higher level from some of the more guttural fun things, I thought it took some guts. And particularly during this season of merriment,
yeah.
I gave her a lot of credit, and I'm not sucking up to anybody, but, it you know, you guys have fortunately or unfortunately become my family, and I'm concerned about any potential programming changes. And I'll tell you, if Boy Gary wants to receive the tape, I will be happy to send it to the station. I'll dub it and send it.
Tape of one.
I got the tape of the Greaseman shticks, which have been lifted almost verbatim.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any difference. In other words, you can't go back and start listening and say, well, this one is ripping off from this one.
Right.
Like I said before, you have to be able to sit down and listen to somebody and find and to be able to make that judgment. And when you're dealing with a program director who has no background in talk whatsoever, who was working on a so-called full-service station up in Louisville, which had nothing to do with talk, and comes in here and is supposedly an expert on talk radio, and the things that he finds interesting or the tapes that he gives me, like when they hired Alex Bennett. He gave me a tape that they hired Alex Bennett off of, which if you could listen to that tape, you would cry.
I've heard him in San Francisco.
You would say, how could anybody hire a man based on it? I mean, it wasn't even a good tape. Usually if you're on the air any period of time and a guy's been on for 100 years, you can fake together a good tape and make yourself sound good. But this wasn't even a good tape. It was pathetic, and they hired this guy and brought him in here, which was a guaranteed failure, and set us back 5 years, and then we made a comeback for 2 or 3 years, and now we got another setback here.
I'm sorry to hear that. It's funny. I missed the Alex Bennett
time
in Florida.
What a debacle.
But I've heard him in San Fran. You know, he does the morning show.
With his sit-down comedy and his sit-down fat porker audience, his studio audience.
Yeah.
And with all of his... See, you know, I hate to break the news to anybody who's in this business. Nobody gives a flying crap about stand-up comics, about who's appearing at such and such a club. I mean, that appeals to such a narrow group of people. That isn't the basis for a radio show.
Well, certainly
it's
not
too
for,
narrow.
Not for the basis of your show. Which has got a hell of a lot more going on with topicality and entertainment. But, yeah, I've heard Alex. I've tried to send a friend of mine in San Francisco a tape of you and Randy just to show him what good talk radio is about. And he still swears by Alex.
Yeah.
And
well, it's a strange... California is really bizarre. I mean, Los Angeles, you would think that in L.A. Besides, forget about Howard, because he hasn't been on there that long. But before he was on there, I mean, what passes for radio in that market like KABC is garbage. And KGO in San Francisco is the most terminal, old-line, bonehead talk you'd ever want to hear. It just, California doesn't really have much good radio on.
Well, San Fran seems to be plowed by Alex in the morning because I think he's got a lock on the market, just as Ron and Ron have at this point.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's I have to endure Ron and Ron until your retape comes on at 9. And then,
well, that
of course,
tape's going bye-bye, too, by the way.
I switch over.
As soon as they decide
the
what the hell they're doing, that tape's going to go the way. All this business about playing tapes and replay, that's really killed me, that tape. That 9 to 10 hour has been one of the most detrimental things because they water you down to the point where no matter what you say, people say, gee, I think I just heard him say
exactly.
that 5 minutes ago.
It's not doing you
Didn't
a
he just
service.
Got... No, it's killing me.
Yeah,
I think it's lawsuit-inducing, quite frankly, if you ask me.
Unfortunately, I don't have a remote on the cassette for when I'm away on trips, so I do miss, about 50% of the months of the show, but when I'm on the boat, it's on 24 hours a day, so I think I'm a pretty well-informed listener, and I just want to thank you and Randy
well, I think
and
you need
Rick
to find
and
a hobby.
For,
Scuba
you know,
diving would be good.
Enlightening things and making it help her to clean this pig.
Okay.
But anyway...
In closing, yes.
I think Jazz does have some original material, and I think he does have some moments of brilliance.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's going to be on
this afternoon.
A couple
of lucid moments every now and then. He'll be on this afternoon. He'll be on all next week at night filling in for Randy. And then after that, who the hell knows, because they don't know here.
Well, all I know is that if the station dumps or malforms its major producers, as in you and Randy, then they'll lose me as a listener.
Okay, have a great life.
Hey, thanks a lot, Neil.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Open line of day, 751. All three of the green lines, I guess we must be putting them into a coma. They're not the least bit interested in any of this. They have no opinions on anything. 1-800-944-9463. They're waiting for Ron and Ron. See ya.
Neil, God.
That damn faggot.
News Talk Radio 610, WIOD, presents The Neil Rogers Show. To talk with Neil, dial 751-WIOD from Dade. In Broward, 524-WIOD. Outside the 305 area code, toll-free 1-800-944-WIOD. And Bell South Mobility customers make it a free call by dialing *IOD. Now, The Neil Rogers Show on News Talk Radio 610, WIOD.
Dolphin Denny is a... dork. Oh!
Here's a mobile in Tampa. Hello.
Hey, how are you, Neil?
Okay, sir.
I was just calling to see what you thought about kind of an ironic twist with Ron and Ron going on up here on SUN.
Yes.
And obviously, most likely going to add to your listenership up in this neck of the woods.
Yes.
From carryover. And down there, they're kind of taken away from the same station you're on. There,
right. They're on Zeta over here working for Buddy Bud Paxson. And it's you're right. It's an ironic twist.
How are they doing down there?
They're doing big down here. Well, they're doing okay. They're doing well.
They're doing well?
Not doing as well as the morning show that used to be on here 6 years ago when I was on the morning in Zeta, but they're doing well.
That's good. I think it's gonna. I think it's great that more people are going to be in tune to you because you know they're gonna get carryover listeners.
See, we've been on there for a year and a half, and basically we've been recycling the same AM listeners back and forth over and over, and we pick up a few and we drop a few, and it's like we've been running in place. We had like running on a treadmill. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Because living and breathing people, for the most part, I'll say it once again, they don't listen to AM radio, period. And we got a little bit of an influx there when we were on for YNF for about 5 minutes, and we got a few new people, and some of whom are still listening. But that was it. That was the only exposure we got to the people we really want listening.
Well, I think you're going to get a lot more now, buddy, and I think it's great because you got a good show, and
yes,
I think
sir.
The listenership will... I think it's great that they're finally doing something serious.
Well, it is
about
great that they're doing something over there. It would certainly be nice if they would have, gotten their act together and done it. Wouldn't you think that since it's the same company, they would have done it simultaneously? And they would have had all their crap together? They've known for months here they were going to have to make some kind of a change, and that they would have gotten their crap together and that they would have organized it, and no way.
No,
no way. We're still thinking about it here. We're still analyzing it, and we're still listening to tapes, and we're still looking at the research, and we're still sticking our finger out the window to see which way the wind is blowing, and it's really sad.
The great sister cocks, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, buddy.
Have a great life, pal.
You too, buddy.
See ya. Open line and agree. See ya. on the Green Line, 1-800-944-9463. See, now Jazz is going to come on, and people are going to say, well, you know, that Neil really was ripping you an ass, and that's not what I said at all. I said that during his more lucid moments, I find him very interesting and entertaining. He's got a great voice. He's got some of his own stuff. But when you listen to the essence, and a lot of it is the callers, too. It's the preoccupied with picking the seeds out of their butt and out of their pot, that crowd. And then, of course, this kind of like anti-human. I don't know where that all started yesterday about Castro's granddaughter came here. So all of a sudden, we're going to get all these Cubans coming in, and we better start speaking English. And what's that integration policy, or is it immigration? What word is it that we're talking about? And what the hell was that all about? And where did it come from? Here's Aventura. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
I have listened to Ron and Ron, and now that I live in New York, I'm a loyal Howard listener.
Yes.
And if Cox was really interested in maximizing efficiency and getting you a big audience,
Howard would be on tomorrow morning.
He would be. He would have been on yesterday morning.
Right. Exactly.
Why? What is there? What's their
no
idea
balls.
With Ron? And
no
Ron?
Balls.
Absolutely. I mean, even in Howard's worst moment,
right.
He's 100 times funnier.
Ron,
than Ron.
I'm going to say it again. Ron Diaz. If you listen to his voice and the way he. The way he phrases things, I mean, it's obvious that he listened to a lot of tapes of Howard. He is a Howard wannabe. All of these things from the ripoff of Lesbian Dial-A-Date and the Panty Facts are things that Howard's been doing for years, some of which Howard stopped doing years ago because they were already burned out. And because of the fact that most of the audience in this Yahoo state never heard Howard, they think, oh, this is really great. You know,
well, to be honest,
it's like if you never had ice cream and you had vanilla ice cream, okay? And you think, wow, this is really revolutionary because you never had Rocky Road and you never had anything that really had any taste to it.
A quick Howard Spy report, though. Somebody once played a tape for him of Ron and Ron.
Yeah.
Spent 20 minutes going off on Ron and Ron and how they steal all his stuff.
They
and
do.
That and the other thing.
Well, he's right.
And he's absolutely right. I mean, there's no argument there. It's just it seems like Cox has been making some terrible decisions.
I mean, the general manager of this radio station just finished reading Howard's book, loves the book, loves Howard, but the bottom line is that this company doesn't have the guts to put Howard on because they're scared to death. They're going to get fined. They're going to get this. They're going to... I mean, what are these people thinking? About if they want to have radio stations that are in the 20th century that appeal to the living and breathing demographics. I mean, look at Infinity. Infinity has made, in spite of all the fines, in spite of all the grief, they have made millions and millions and millions of dollars off of Howard. They've bought up radio stations from coast to coast all over the goddamn country because they got the balls to go ahead and press on.
Absolutely.
Maybe these people here need press-on balls. That's what they need.
And that's the problem with the management. As long as Cox owns it, it'll never get anywhere.
We'll always be a sucking hind wind.
Well, we can only hope for the best, and one day maybe Howard will lead into your show and things will be just the way they should be.
Or maybe Infinity will hire me to do middays on all their stations and follow Howard. That would be interesting.
And then maybe hell will freeze over.
There you go.
All right.
Have a great life.
You too.
That's something to think about. Maybe hell will freeze over. We have an open line in Dade. It'll sure freeze over sooner than we'll have Howard in Florida. It's 1114 at WIOD and WSUN.
Afternoon at 2, it's Rick and Suds. Then at 6, it's Sports Talk 610.
News Talk Radio 610. WIOT.
I'm going to start on this theme, and I'm going to rap on it all year long.
Coming next year, the King of Pop, your hometown, touring to benefit the Cardinal Classy School for Wayward Boys. It's Michael Jackson.
You know my palate isn't picky. I've got a varied appetite.
Michael Jackson's benefit tour.
Cause I'll fondle any child. It don't matter if he's black or white.
Michael Jackson. Yes, Michael performs all of his greatest hits, from oldies with the Jackson 5.
They're learning the ABCs. I'm getting down on my knees. Removing the dungarees. ABC side of me, baby, you and me.
That's right. From the timeless tunes of the Jackson 5 to the classic solo work, Michael Jackson's benefit tour aims to please.
The people I surround myself with are juvenile. Some call me big brother, some a pedophile. And there's no one to defile.
Censor, censor, censor.
Michael Jackson.
Sometimes I'm so depressed that I just sit around soaking, waiting for a call from Macaulay Culkin. When I'm home alone, sitting naked by the phone, I...
Censor, censor, censor.
And be one of the five lucky boys to receive backstage passes to hang out in Michael Jackson's dressing room. Michael Jackson's benefit.
Hey,
Michael.
Yes, Bobby.
Is that your real skin color?
Well, it's inside what counts. But I know a game that we can play to find out. Unzip your fly. You know, it's time to free Willie.
Say what you want, but you know who I give affection. Well, they don't know how to read, but little boys give me.
Bob Neal said no.
And hear the rousing finale as Michael sings the song he wrote for the children of the world, with the Vienna Boys Choir backing him up.
I don't like girls.
Oh!
I like male children.
Michael Jackson classics like Billie's Jeans, Do You Know How to Tell Time, and of course Smooth Criminal. Yes, it's Michael Jackson's tour to benefit the Cardinal Clancy School for Wayward Boys. Get your tickets now, boys under 10 admitted free when accompanied by no one.
They're black, they're white, they're really, really tight.
No,
they're black, they're white, they're really, really tight.
20 after 11 at WIOD, we have an open line in Dade, 751-WIOD, one in Broward, 524. And let's do Hollywood. Hello? Hollywood. Gone? Long gone?
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Neil, second time caller.
Okay. A little long slow time. On the uptake.
Right. I had you on hold here, Neil. I'm smart. The reason I'm calling is I committed myself to go to a Panthers game, and if I'm going to be spending $25, $26 for a seat, could you tell me what is a good location in the arena?
Huh?
The arena. When I'm going to the Panthers game,
yeah.
And I'm spending like $28.
$22 or $28.
Okay, $28. What would be a good seat to get? Do you know, like, what section or, you know, because I know nothing. I've never gone to a Panthers game before.
You want to sit about halfway up.
Halfway up?
Anywhere in the arena. You want to sit from halfway to two-thirds up in the lower bowl.
In the lower
or
bowl.
Or you want to sit, like, way down in front, and the upper bowl isn't bad.
Okay, but you don't know any numbers or sections or anything like that?
No.
Okay, just upper bowl and anywheres in the arena, correct?
Anywheres inside the arena would be good.
Yeah, well, I understand.
Like in between where they sell the hot nuts and where the game is on the ice.
And the game, okay.
Right.
My next question is, Neil, is I don't understand.
Or like on the back of the Zamboni would be good. You get a good view in between periods. Not so much during the action, but excellent between periods.
I don't know the rationale that your company uses when they fire Mike Ranieri, put him on a paycheck for the next 6 months or so.
Next ten months. They just handed the man away, and he was making a pretty good buck here.
And
they gave him 10 months. Huh?
And now he's doing great on QAM.
No, he's not doing great on QAM. He's on WMRZ, and he's not doing great. But that's not the point. The point is that they perceived that there was a problem, which there probably was. But rather than knowing what the hell they were going to do, they went into a big panic. Oh, it's God, we got to get him off. And they paid him all that money, and then they proceeded to screw the radio station up instead of just saying, well, we got another year to go on the guy's contract. We got all that time to sit back, figure out what great thing we're going to do. And instead of doing that, they went into a panic, and they screwed the whole place up. And now they're doing the same thing again. They've had all these months to figure out, they don't really want all news in the morning. We better do something else. We're going to start. And now they still don't know what they want to do. They just don't know what they want.
Neil, have a happy new year.
And back to you.
Keep it up.
Okay.
And the work, too.
See ya.
Bye.
Open line and Dade, 751 and 2 in Broward, where they have no opinions because there's nobody listening to this radio station anywhere in Broward. Unless we have something to give away to them. At 524-9463. Come on, get off your dead ass for once in your life. We're like at the crossroads here, man. We're right at the edge. We've come right to Cross Creek. We're right at the edge of the Triple Cross Ranch here for our big New Year's Eve gathering. Why don't we have a New Year's Eve party there, too, okay? For anybody who didn't get sick and pneumonia from the Christmas party, let's go back to the scene of the crime again. And we can eat some of that leftover slop from the Christmas party. That, to me, kind of epitomizes the mentality of this current regime here at this radio station. Let's have a Christmas party out in the freezing, blowing cold and get everybody sick and have everybody get real excited about it. By the way, speaking of excited, Isia is back from vacation.
You should have seen her running down the hall.
Oh, my God.
Giggling like a schoolgirl.
The lovely Isia, who works in accounting downstairs and, of course, deserves a Purple Heart for that because she works with Gary Mills in the same room. But anyway, is a big, big, major Luis Miguel fan, and her husband's probably pretty psychotic about it. And I am going to tell you, when she found out I was going to that concert, she was, like, spazzing all over this room and going crazy and changing her underwear. And so she just came back from vacation, and I have her that autographed picture, I mean real, personally autographed by Luis himself, and she is just foaming at the mouth. It is so moist in accounting down there right now, it may rain inside the room, okay? 11:23 at WIOD and WSUN.
Don't miss the Weekend Magazine, featuring the latest news, information, trends, and what's happening this Saturday and Sunday morning right here.
WIOD.
Okay, don't burn those joke books in the corner there. Jazz is going to need those this afternoon. 11:27 at WIOD. Let's burn one, baby. We have an open line in Broward, 524-9463, and let's do a mobile in Tampa. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
About this Ron and Ron thing.
What is it?
I said there's Ron and Ron thing.
Who are they?
Just a joke.
Yeah. Go ahead. A bad one.
Why don't they put them back on 95 YNF in the morning where they
bought. Why don't they put us all back on YNF? Now, wouldn't that make a lot of sense?
Well,
since they bought WYNF, why don't they put Ron and Ron back on the morning over there, which is where they used to be, stick the rest of us on there, which we had a week and we were like taken off like crazy, like a gigantic helicopter, and just really go with it.
That's what I was going to say.
Because
you know,
they're
Ron
a bunch of assholes, that's why.
Ron and Ron in the morning, then you,
right.
Then Rick and Suds, and then Randy.
On FM, man, we'd have a 15 share in that market.
That's
we would
right.
own it.
And
we would own it. We could wrap it up and put a bow on it.
Leave Lassiter and Drew and Jazz and all them guys on AM to do their topics and whatever. And,
right.
And they'd go up against FLA and we'd have a good FM station again.
Now you're talking.
Sounds good to me.
You're hired. PD, man.
I'll be right there.
Okay.
Bye.
See ya. I just don't have the enthusiasm for that. You know what? I got to, like, I'm too old. I'm an old fart, and I admit it. And I'm not going to sit here. One thing I will never do, and I don't want to do, if people start calling me hip or cool, which they never will, then I'm going to start getting nervous because I'm an old fart, and that's what I am, and I'm not going to pretend to be the hipster. Oh, you're really a hipster, man. Maybe, like, 20 years ago, some guys were hipsters, back when it was hip to, like, be running around with a bong chain to your bike and, you know, crawling around on the ground and heaving all over your shoes. But, you know, times, they are changing. Here's a mobile in North Miami. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay, sir.
I got a very important question to ask you.
Okay.
How does that camera underneath the signs in the arena spin and follow that action that fast? How is it operated?
How is
you
the what?
Huh?
How does the what?
You know the little camera that hangs underneath the Great Big Scoreboard? How does it spin and follow the action?
Something,
you should know that.
Some things are trained to spin real fast.
Yeah, but who operates it? I mean, how do they operate it? Is somebody looking through a pair of glasses at the action? Or?
Yeah, Drew Michaels.
Oh.
Somebody who knows how to spin real fast.
Okay,
that was my question.
Okay, I'm glad we got you the answer, pal.
Thank you.
Came to the right place. Good luck to you. Happy New Year. See ya. Open line in Broward. I enjoy doing that now. I think I'm just going to start ripping off him. It's Jazz Jr. See ya. Let's burn one. Got some money for a 12-pack? Give me some cigarettes. Loan me some cigarettes. By the way, I do need a cigar, by the way. Guy like that smoking faggots, man, I'd be kind of embarrassed to be putting faggots in my mouth, Jazz. Anyway, speaking of that, look who we got here. Off to join the Navy and seek his fortune.
How you doing, Neil?
Okay, Josh.
I don't know what I'm doing yet, so
young
don't
man
make
who
any
came to me,
rash decisions.
Came to Flanagan's a couple of weeks ago on that Monday night asking me for advice on his life, and I said, just go join the Navy.
Yeah,
with the village people.
Thanks for announcing it all over the world.
Take a lot of showers and don't drop the soap, pal. That's my best advice.
Yeah,
get that soap on a rope so you can hang on. Thank you, Adam. Adam just gave me something long and hard.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it a cigar?
It's soft.
And soft. You're right. It is very soft.
Well, anyway.
And kind of short.
Now, this is not.
And slim.
Now, I don't listen to jazz.
Yeah.
I don't care about jazz.
Well, you know, I'm not trying to manipulate the conversation. It's like any day. Whatever you want to talk about is fine, but I am trying to elicit some honest feedback from the audience, and they refuse to do it because they're all intimidated,
feedback.
And they feel if I disagree with them that they're going to get a lot of crap, which they might. But how can there be so many spineless people out there? That's what really bothers me. Why is it that almost everybody who calls any radio talk show feels that they have to suck around or, you know, they're going to get a lot of crap?
I don't know.
What if they do get a lot of crap? What's wrong with that?
What's
the big deal?
See, do I ever suck around for crap?
Yes.
What did I suck around
I'll
for?
I'll think of something. You've probably sucked around in your time, man. You're not kidding me.
You gave me a hat. I picked out a hat. I got a hat. That was it. That's all I got.
That's right. He got me a Neil Godd hat and came and sucked around.
Yeah, that was the first time. Then we left it. It was gone.
Yeah, well, after the first time, it's a lot easier.
But that's not why I called.
Yeah.
See,
well, let's get right to it, Josh. Let's put out all this verbal foreplay and get right down to the meat of the matter, okay?
You know, on ESPN and on... Yeah.
So what do you think of Mark Hamill? Would you do it with Mark?
No, I'm not talking about Mark Hamill.
Okay.
And all the...
You think anybody alive would do it? Maybe that's why he hangs around with all those little mechanical, like R2-D2?
Are you gonna keep interrupting me?
Yeah.
Well, good. That'll make it harder for me to get it out.
Well, I'm trying to make it harder for you to get out.
All right. Well, I thought to revolutionize football... You know how they all have all these fights, and we get mad at Brian Cox for kicking people's butt, and we get mad at Reggie White for getting all physical. We get mad at Lawrence Taylor for breaking somebody's leg.
No, we don't. We like it. We enjoy it.
Right, exactly.
We're into brutal violence. We love it, and we relish every second of it.
Exactly.
That's why in a hockey game, anytime there's a fight, in spite of all these pansies who say, oh, let's get the fighting out of hockey, it's disgusting. In spite of that, every time there's a fight, people are like spazzing all over each other and playing grab ass and humping each other in the aisle and getting really into it.
You hit my point right on the nose.
Right on the head.
Right on the nose. That's what I want to do. I want to, from now on, if like somebody wants to get real upstarted in the football game, let them have at it. They'll throw a flag.
Like they do in hockey, man.
Right.
Just stand back and let them go to it and do about three or four rounds and let them kick the living crap out of each other.
Right.
Because the talent has been so diluted now, the caliber of play is so marginal and so embarrassing that most games in the NFL are pansy games. They're pathetic. So let's let them go out there and beat the living crap out of each other because maybe that's something they can excel at, especially Brian Cox since he can't tackle anybody.
Right, and then if he gets really pissed off, we'll let him sit out a series or
right,
two.
Right, exactly.
Right, and we'll say, okay, now you can come back in. You like threw some Gatorade all over your head. You're a little safer now. Let's let you go back in. Oh, you get thrown out again. Oh, your team gets mad at you again. Right?
Yeah. So
same concept. Exactly.
I think you hit on something there, Josh.
Well, that's it. See ya.
Okay. See ya. Two open lines at Broward, 524. See ya. At 1134, WIOD and WSUN.
Tonight, after Randy Rhodes, it's Don and Mike.
News Talk Radio 610, WIOD.
I know that the Lord even loves Neil Rogers.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Countdown. I'm your host, Crazy Kasem, with a letter from a listener in Menudo, PA that reads, Dear Crazy, my friend and I have a bet going for $1 million. In Madonna's video, Like a Prayer, there's an actor in the background that's burning on a cross. Now, I say it's Arsenio Hall, and my friend says it's game show host Bert Convy. Crazy, which one of us is right? And it's signed, Praying for a Payoff. Well, Praying, both you and your friend are wrong. It isn't an actor at all, but singer-songwriter Tiffany that's burning on that cross. And an interesting side note, they had a hard time keeping poor Tiffany on the cross during the filming because she kept dropping down a couple of notches. Let's listen.
When you call my name, that good to a friend.
Madonna, get me off this cross!
And there you have it, Madonna burning for another big hit. Thanks for the letter. Until next time, this is Crazy Kasem, and remember to keep your feet on my face and your toes on my tongue so I can chew your nails with my teeth.
22 till noon. You know what really pisses me off about the audience is that they have these focus groups that they do, these people in management, and then they do their research and they do all this other stuff, and they deal with like little tiny hands full of people, and they make decisions on programming on our future and your future of listening based on input from a relatively tiny, bizarre group of people. And then when I come on here, which we do once in a great while, like today, and try to get people honestly and openly to express, and you know goddamn well that they're paying attention and getting the drift of this, and they're like sitting back, especially in Broward, where unless we're giving something away, they're never going to call, and you got nothing to say. And then they'll make some stupid bonehead move, and everybody will be calling then and saying, well, gee, how the hell did they ever do that? Don't they listen to the audience? Here's Clearwater. Hello.
What's up?
How you doing, sir?
All right. So you want to hear about Cash McCall, huh?
Cash McCall.
Jazz McKay.
Yeah.
Well, I never listened to 620 after your show was over.
Yeah.
I just couldn't handle those guys.
And now I know what the advertisers are like on 620 from 2 to 6. This guy is funny.
Yeah.
You got Ron and Rhonda coming on in the morning again.
Uh-huh.
So I'll listen
and
to
Cash
that.
And Cash McCall in the afternoon.
Cash McCall in the afternoon. But I was out walking the dog the other day in the football field, and the guy made me laugh so hard.
Really?
I mean, I fell down. He was talking about fat girls. This is something I like. See, he talks about things that are appealing.
Like fat women.
Fat women. He was
cocaine.
Talking some Julio from Miami said something about where are the fat women bars around here, the titty bars.
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, there's a place right across the street from so-and-so, and he was going on and on. He says, they even got flour on the stage. It's just hilarious.
Beautiful.
I've never heard anything like this.
I just laughed to get Adam pissed off.
I love it.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you say things that appeal to a certain
element.
A certain spectrum.
Yeah,
a certain
faggots.
Element.
Uh-huh.
And people listen to hear those things.
Right.
Your Luis Miguel really, really sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, when you talk about that.
Well, wait a minute. How much do I talk about that? I play a record at the end of the show every day, which could be by anybody, by the way. And how much do we really discuss about that? I mentioned that I gave Issy a picture, and she was dripping all over the counting room downstairs. And that was basically it.
Okay.
But not something we have, like, long, lengthy discussions about.
Well, there was a time when that's all you talked about.
No, get out of here. When the hell was that?
You know, when you talk about those things with, like, the Melrose Place lady,
yeah,
that's exciting. To hear another woman talking about
it. Oh, in other words, you're like a voyeur, and you want to hear women talking about things that get them off. Is
like
that
the
it?
Woman yesterday, the one who called up the older woman.
Yeah.
Gosh, she was on the verge of an emotional breakdown.
Well, there you go, but she was talking about Luis Miguel, so in other words, it's not him that bothers you. It's like if I'm talking about it, some fag is talking about it, but if a woman is talking about it, then that's a turn-on for you.
Yeah, but that's my point. There's
right.
things that appeal, and then there's things that don't, and people just listen through the other stuff.
Yeah.
But Jazz
well,
McKay,
of course that's true.
Jazz McKay is worldly. He knows things. He's been around.
Earthy, I think. Not worldly. Earthy is
okay,
the word you're looking
earthy.
For. Earthy.
You know, and some of the other
Scumbag.
Programs, I'm not going to mention Rick and Suds, but they just don't really know what's
Slime
happening.
Slimeball. Yeah,
they don't know
bag.
What's happening out there, but McKay is good.
Yeah.
And keep
He's
him
He's been
on.
Around the block.
Huh?
Well, listen, I want to hear these things. I'm not here to argue with you. I want to hear what the people think.
You know, but you got a point there about the bongs are out and all this. There are a lot of people around who do still do those things.
Oh, let me tell you something. That stuff went out with knickers, okay? I mean, here's a guy who's living back in the 60s and the early 70s, okay? So George has got a bong in the house, so right away he thinks that that's in. I'm sorry. That, I mean, maybe you got a little hash pipe somewhere, and that's about it. Forget about that with a bong. The guy is trying to be like the Jim Morrison of the 90s. Jim Morrison's been dead for 25 years already, okay?
But it could be an act, too. I really don't think that somebody who smokes that much weed could be that sharp, because he's got a sharp wit. He can't possibly be a stoner.
Yeah.
He's probably a recovering stoner.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something else, Neil?
Go ahead.
There's a guy out there listening who doesn't have the kahunas to call.
Yeah.
He's going to Vegas on the 11th of January.
Yes, sir.
He's looking for the good sports books out there.
Hilton Hotel, the best sports book in Vegas.
That's the place, Hilton.
Las Vegas Hilton.
And he wants to know about any good transvestite bars out there.
Tell him to call Jazz.
Call Jazz.
See ya.
See ya.
We have an open line on the Green Line. One and I were getting into it, man, and Adam's getting really upset. Why have you got such a thing with him? You get into these tremendous conflicts with people. Who was the last one that he had a big thing with? Somebody that was here briefly. Was it Drew? No, somebody you had like a major contretemps with here before. Now it's Jazz. He's just like they're at each other hammer and tong. And we still got two open lines in Broward, 524-9463, because like I said, they have no input. They have nothing to offer to this conversation. And then in a couple of months, they'll say, well, gee, how the hell did this all happen? We think it sucks. Even though we have no opinion on anything, we think it sucks. Here's South Beach. Hello.
Crappy New Year's.
Yeah.
Hey, you want some honest feedback?
Yes,
correct?
Sir.
Okay.
This could be the first honest caller we had all day next to the last one.
I don't think so. Anyway, my opinion is I think Jazz has potential, but I think the station needs a new lineup. And
yeah.
I think this could work.
They're working on it.
You could accommodate Suds, who's holding out, as we know. And I think these personalities are perfectly matched. So I would suggest that we go against Ron and Ron in the morning with the Morning Ego Show with Rick and Jazz.
And I don't think we got enough weed to supply both of them.
Well, what about this? The afternoon buzz report with Ted and Suds.
Yeah. There you go. I think this guy's got it. Rick and Suds and Ted and Jazz. They can just bring in bales in here, man. Every time they confiscate like a couple hundred bales, they can just ship it right over here in the morning.
Anyway, Neil, I have to go to Naples this weekend.
Well, you're right about that part, unfortunately.
Have you been?
Have I been to what?
Not Rome, but Florida, Naples, Florida.
No, I don't. I've been through there real fast.
Well, which way would you go? The Tamiami Trail or on the 75?
Tamiami Trail? What are you talking about?
How do you get over it?
Naples, you just shoot straight across Alligator Alley. It goes right to Naples.
Okay.
What kind of map are you looking at?
I
think you got something rolled up in that map, baby.
Yeah. Okay, I have a request, too.
Yes, sir.
NYPD, blow me.
Okay.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
See ya. We have an open line in Dade, 751, and one in Broward, and two on the green lines now. They're a little slow today, as usual. We got some great stuff to give away here, though. We got some Ren and Stimpy CDs. And that's another thing with that asshole Daryl in there. Oh, man, what an idiot that kid is. What a moron. What is this new deal? Every afternoon I hear, do they ever give us anything to give away? If I give something away, it's got to be something either that I got at home by mistake that I don't want for myself, or something that I paid for, like the 200 hockey tickets. But in the afternoon, we got a new routine now. Oh, we got all this cheese to give away, and we got a bunch of CDs, and we got the Chipmunks singing Up Your Ass at Christmas, and whatever else that thing was. What the hell was that? But that's a Daryl at work again. Here's the mobile in Tamarack. Hello.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Okay.
You want some feedback on Jazz? I think he's pretty good.
No, I want feedback, period, on what, we're in the process here. Management is analyzing all of this. I would like to know what this audience would like in the morning and in the afternoon and whatever else.
I'd say put
Jazz
on.
Since I'm not going anywhere.
I'd say you got to be careful because you guys got a good thing going now with you and Rick and Suds. I like Rick and Suds after you. And you got to keep in mind, half of the Rick and Suds fans aren't up till noon anyway.
Yeah.
So you can't really put them on.
But what
in
about
morning.
The jazz people?
Put them on in the morning.
Somebody suggested put him on in the morning. Those people are they're just coming in at that hour.
That's
his
true
crowd.
Too. But he's a talent. He's better than what you got now in the morning. And what do you got to lose? I mean, what kind of audience you got in the morning now?
So stick his ass on in the morning is what you're saying.
That's what I said, and leave everything else the same.
Okay.
That's about all I got for you.
See ya.
Take care.
Open line in Broward, 524, and two on the green lines where they're just sitting back waiting for a Ron and Ron. And like I said, these people who are listening to us right now, most of them wouldn't know Ron and Ron if you stuck them up their ass. Because basically, we still have that AM audience. That guy that called before about the YNF thing, not only was he right, but it just really, really frosted my ass when I think about it. If they had any idea that they were going to make any kind of a bid or any effort to get Ron and Ron back, wouldn't it have made sense? Since they were buying WINF and since they were gigantic on WINF over there, to like put them on WINF and like transfer this whole thing over there to FM, it would have made all the sense in the world, right?
Yes.
But not for us. No, it's an FM, baby. We got to crank out the slush, man. Got to crank out the music because it's real cheap. And we want to run those spots through there and make it into our jukebox cash cow, baby, because that's what Cox thinks about FM. God forbid that we should put anything really entertaining and outrageous and amazing on FM because, oh, no, that's only on AM. It costs too much money. 1147 at WIOD and WSUN.
Beat. Following Sports Talk 610, it's Randy Rhodes.
News Talk Radio 610, WIOD.
Yeah, he's really going to, Bud Paxson's really going to give up Ron and Ron. It's the only thing he's got on any station he's got in the whole state that's got a number. And he's going to give up Ron and Ron so they can come over here to IOD. Attaboy, Adam, you're really on top of it. Anyway, here's today's telejokes. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't start giving me. These are for, he's probably paying the big bucks for it. That's why I can't afford a pack of cigarettes. Jazz is paying the big bucks for the telejoke. Here's some of the good material you might hear later on today. A 59-year-old British woman has given birth to twins. Doctors had to give her something for pain. She just got their bill. Princess Diana visited Washington, D.C. the other day. She was amazed at Congress and has a house where someone speaks. See, I'm not too great about guys who got, like, joke books and, like, canned stuff and, like, I'm into a little more spontaneous. You know what I'm talking about? But it could be just me. Here's North Miami. Hello.
Hi, Neil.
How you doing, sir?
I like jazz.
Yeah?
For the same reason that I like Rick and Suds.
Okay.
They had their own material, their own show.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not a ripoff of your show like
right.
Randy.
Yeah, like what?
Like Randy.
No, Randy is not a ripoff of this show.
Well, let me tell you my opinion.
Okay.
I think that she's just ripping.
I listen to her all the time. I don't hear that at all. People say that because it's become popular to say that. I don't hear that.
Well, I hear that. And, you know, I
in what respect? Like what?
Everyone knows that Randy is ripping off your material.
By
you
doing
know,
what?
The burping, the farting, the all the whatever, you know.
How about all the farting? Wait a minute. Speaking of the farting, how about all the farting at the beginning of Jazz's show on that open thing with all those little farts that goes on for like about a minute and a half? What is that?
That's
I mean, everybody on the station farts a lot.
That's just a little thing that he does, but he's doing his own show.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what's going on between you and Randy. Maybe there's some fellatio going on.
Yeah, we have a little something going on.
Basically, she blows. Everyone knows
it. Well, you just
it.
Got through saying that.
Everyone knows it, and you know it.
No, I do not
and
know
you just
it.
Don't want to accept it.
No. No so in you other know, words, so in other words, you not only want to give me your opinion, but you want to make it my opinion now. Is that it?
Yeah.
See, this is why you can't have a disagreement with somebody, because unless I agree with you, then it's going to end in hostility. Is that it?
No, I'm just taking a cue from you.
Yeah.
You just want to come on the air, rant and rave like a chicken in a coop, you know.
Right. That's why you listen to this show every day.
The radio station.
That's why you listen to this show every day, because I just want to come on and rant and rave and manipulate everybody.
Yeah. Right. You won't even let me talk. You say you wanted somebody with balls to call you.
I'm listening to you, but I want to hear your opinion. I don't want to have you telling everybody else that's my opinion, too, because it's not.
It is.
Okay,
you're
it is.
You're the one who's coming on the air,
okay.
Telling everybody what the
No, I don't want to hear about me either. I want to hear what you think should be on the station, okay? Don't start turning it into an attack against me because I don't agree with what you're saying.
We have, if freaking souls go in the morning, they'll just die. They'll just disappear.
They'll
into
die.
A billion.
Okay.
There's no audience in the morning for freaking souls.
Okay. Well, then what should we put on in the morning?
Okay, they should get anybody other than Randy. Maybe they should get... Howard Stern.
Howard Stern is not going on this radio station, sir.
I know that.
They're not going to put Howard Stern. It's a Cox station.
Okay.
Cox.
Okay. They should get whoever in the morning, okay?
That's a great answer. Whoever. I'll just put down in my little survey here. Mornings, whoever. Afternoons, whoever. Nighttime, whoever. And overnights, whoever. Whoever's going to be pretty goddamn busy, sir.
They should have Jazz between 8 and 11 and get rid of Randy. We want something different. We don't want somebody ripping off you.
Right.
You know, everybody who comes
to let's have somebody ripping off the Grease Man and Howard and the joke book.
Yeah.
There you go.
At least, you know, not everybody knows who Griezmann is
and
Howard
true.
Is.
That's
not
true.
Everybody doesn't hear... You know, it's like
that is a good point. If you're going
to
rip somebody off, rip off somebody who's not in the immediate market so that
I
at least
know.
Nobody knows you're ripping them off.
Yeah.
That's
you
a
know,
good point.
There's no way we can have you and they have Randy right after you. The
right.
same crap, you know?
Okay.
You know, Rick and Sue's like the icing on the cake when they come on after you.
Different crap.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and they talk about drugs. So what's the big deal about Jazz McKay talking about drugs?
Yeah, that's true.
They've been doing it for what, 10 years already?
Yeah, but you know? But Rick's a born-again Christian. He's not doing that anymore. On the weekend, maybe.
Well, being a born-again Christian doesn't necessarily keep you away from doing drugs. You know?
Oh, is that it?
It's a natural thing, I guess.
In other words, it keeps other things out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's get rid of Randy.
Okay.
Have something different. Jazz
right.
McKay at
Rick and
night.
Sud stay in the afternoon, Jazz at night, and whoever in the morning.
Yeah, you know, anybody who wants to do drugs can come in and listen to Jazz and get burned.
Okay.
But Randy, she's just ripping you off.
Okay, she's
and
history.
She blows.
She's gone.
She blows.
Okay.
Okay.
You wish. See ya. We have an open line. It's in Dade, 751. See ya. And let's do Fort Lauderdale on the side. That guy was good. He had it all right down pat. Fort Lauderdale on the star line. Welcome
hey,
to Programming
Dale.
USA. Yes?
How you doing? I listen to Jazz myself, and I think he's really cool, man, coming from a biker point of view.
Uh-huh.
And as far as I'm concerned...
Well, what do you mean from a biker point of view? We can't look at radio programming from a biker point of view. There just aren't that many bikers out there, you know?
We've got the attitude and what it takes to make it, you understand, in this business.
There you go.
I think this is coming from a professional himself.
A professional what?
A professional biker.
Oh, okay.
See, we got our own lingo, you know what I'm saying? We talk our own language, you understand what I'm talking about?
I do understand, yeah.
And well, as far as I'm concerned, he should replace Rick and such.
Yeah.
Because he's got my day. I mean, he makes the rest of my day feel really cool.
Okay.
He's a real cool dude, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You and I have been listening to you for like 10 years, but I just don't like fags myself, but that's all right.
That's all right.
And I don't like him going to the gay bars, but I don't do that myself.
Well, that's where he picked up his wife.
Let me ask you a question. He's got a fat wife?
I'm not going to start picking on his wife. That would be bad, yeah.
He has a fat wife.
Uh-huh.
I'm not into fat women.
He's into chubby women. I wouldn't say she's fat. She's a little chubby.
No, not
a little zoptic.
I can't deal with fat women.
A little sloppy.
Yeah, I can't deal with fat women myself.
Yeah, now she's a nice lady. No, I'm not going to start picking on the guy's wife. That's grotesque.
Especially when they start farting and smelling. I can't.
Well, he likes that. He likes farting and smelling the women who got like a little extra meat on their bones. That's we can't all be like anorexic like Adam.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. But
Wendy Bennett.
But as far as I'm concerned, he's all right, you know.
He's okay.
Yeah, but even that he's got, you know.
He is cool anyway.
Yeah, he's
and hip.
It's coming from a biker point of view. I think he's right on, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay.
See ya.
Thank you, Neil. Bye.
See ya. We have an open line on the Starline. How's that Cellular One line coming along, by the way? How's that? Are they working on that? Yes, they'll get that straightened out as soon as they get Rick Alpo straightened out. That's all going to happen on the same day. Did I say we have an open line on the Star Line? If you have Bell South Mobility, hop on that, baby, right now, because I think we're finally starting to heat this thing up. We're finally starting to get some true analyzation of what's going on over here now. And this is what we need is some input from the insiders here who know what the hell's going on, because the people who operate this place, they wouldn't know radio programming if somebody slid a manual up their ass, which they paid probably 30, 40, 50 grand for some real high-intensive research again. We're researching it. We're digesting it. We're chewing it. We're spitting it out. We're chewing our cud. And then when we get all done, we'll screw it up even some more. And, of course, anybody that would put Drew Michaels on the air and then turn around and say, oh, I just don't hear that. I don't hear that he sounds real fey, has obviously got a real good ear for radio. Here's a lady in Tampa. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Hi.
Okay, here's what I think. I think we should have Jazz at night, Rick and Suds afternoons, you midday, and how about Chris Baker in the morning?
Chris Baker in the morning?
Why not? I heard a show the first time in the weekend. He's pretty good.
Uh-huh. This is not a lady, is it?
No.
No, it's a little kid. I mean, a young guy. How old are you, sir?
I'm 13.
Okay.
They did it last time. I thought it was a woman.
Huh?
Last time you thought...
Now, don't call up Jazz and have him tell you to start drinking a lot of whiskey and smoking a lot of dope so that your voice changes, okay?
Oh, I won't do that.
Okay.
But
start out slow.
He's pretty good. It's better than Bob. It's
there you go.
It's better than Run.
You know something? I think you finally hit on something. I say Jazz for afternoons in Tampa would be a hell of a great idea.
Yeah,
he would do a 20 share over there.
Oh, I promise.
Blow the blob out and put...
Suds.
Huh?
But then we wouldn't get Rick and Suds unless you move them.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I'm already ticked off that they're not going to have Rick and Suds up here now.
Rick and Suds are, that's the only one thing that we know two things. We know Ron and Ron will be on the morning on WSUN starting Monday.
Garbage,
we also know that starting Monday, Lasseter goes to afternoon over there, and Rick and Suds are history in Tampa, unless they're going to play their tapes. Unless they're going to play their tapes, which, how do you, can't tape a morning show and play it back. It just doesn't cut it.
Well, why don't they do from 6 to 8 the first 2 hours of the Rick and Suds show?
Right. Here? Or why don't they do the Rick and Suds show on tape from 6 to 10? At least the times will be right.
Yeah.
Traffic may be a little screwed up, but at least the times will be right, especially since it's not even the traffic for that. See, the problem is that they're going to be not only doing a morning show, but it's going to be in this market. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be on live over there. So to replay the tapes of a show that's geared to another market, I don't think cuts it.
Yeah, well, it's pretty mixed up, but I'll see you later, Nick.
Okay, see ya. Open line and date, 751, and one on a greeny weenie line.
South Florida's news, talk, and entertainment station. News Talk Radio 610, WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.